小米泰坦合金拿了中国有色金属工业协会。
Xiaomi Titan Alloy won the China Non-Ferrous Metals Industry Association
科学技术一等奖。
First Class Scientific and Technological Award.
米粉们奔走相告。
The rumors spread among the rice noodle eaters.
谁说小米没有核心技术？
Who says Xiaomi doesn't have core technology?
我看着这个奖。
I looked at this award,
忽然想起一件事儿。
suddenly remembered something.
12年前，
12 years ago,
2014年，
2014,
小米四发布会上，
Xiaomi's fourth launch,
雷军花了1个小时，
Lei Jun spent an hour,
讲一块钢板。
talk about a piece of steel.
他说，
He said,
这块钢板叫傲视铁304不锈钢。
This steel plate is made of austenite 304 stainless steel.
听起来是不是特别高端？
Does that sound really high-end?
像是航天材料，
Such as aerospace materials,
像是实验室里千锤百炼出来的黑科技。
like a high-tech product that has been refined in a laboratory.
后来有人扒出来，
Later, someone exposed it.
这东西就是五金店和餐具厂最常用的不锈钢。
This is the most commonly used stainless steel in hardware stores and tableware factories.
当时市价18000元一吨，一斤9块钱。
At that time, the market price was 18,000 yuan per ton, and the price was 9 yuan per kilogram.
你家厨房的水槽、勺子、锅铲，十有八九。
The spoons, pots, and pans in your kitchen are probably used for cooking.
就是这玩意儿。
This thing.
但雷军在台上把它讲成了一块钢板的艺术之旅。
Lei Jun made it sound like a piece of steel art.
从9块钱一斤的304不锈钢，
From 304 stainless steel at 9 yuan per kilogram.
到现在拿了一等奖的泰坦合金。
So far, the Titan Alloy has won the first prize.
小米什么都没变。
Xiaomi hasn't changed anything.
泰坦合金是什么？
What is Titan Alloy?
免热处理压铸铝合金。
No heat treatment for cast aluminum alloy.
这个技术谁在用？
Who is using this technology?
特斯拉
Tesla
在用，比亚迪在用。
Using BYD,
未来在用。
future-oriented,
小鹏
Thyropain,
在用。
in use,
赛力斯
seals,
在用。
in use,
理想也在用。
a deal also used,
赛力斯
seals,
甚至已经用上了镁合金。
even using magnesium alloys,
比铝合金更轻更强。
Lighter and stronger than aluminum alloy.
整个行业都在用。
The entire industry is using it.
这是一项成熟的、通用的、供应链上
This is a mature and universal supply chain.
完全可以采购到的技术。
We have completely acquired a technology.
那小米的自研是怎么回事？
What is Xiaomi's self-developed technology about?
专利文件写得很清楚。
The patent document is very clear.
小米跟国家重点实验室合作。
Xiaomi cooperates with national key laboratories
在1016万种配方里做 AI 虚拟筛选。
Perform AI-powered virtual screening in 1,016,100 compounds.
经过1550次打样。
After 1,550 trials,
找到了最优配方。
found the optimal recipe.
翻译一下，小米提出需求。
Xiaomi proposes a need.
出了钱，实验室。
Out of the money laboratory,
出人出设备做研发
，outsourcing R&D,
最后专利归小米。
Finally, the patent belongs to Xiaomi.
这不叫自研，
This is not called self-developed.
这叫委托研发加买断专利。
This is called commissioned research and patent acquisition.
这就像你去裁缝店定做一套西装。
This is like going to a tailor to get a suit made.
你说你要什么面料？
You said you want a certain fabric.
什么款式？
What style?
裁缝给你做好了，
Tailor-made for you.
然后你说这西装是你自己做的。令人费解的是，那个一等奖极客在2023年凭类似的一体化压铸技术。
Then you said that the suit was made by yourself, which is even more confusing. Also, the first prize was engraved on it in 2023 using a similar integrated pressure technology.
拿过同一个奖，
To have the same award,
这个奖每年都颁给一堆企业，覆盖不同的细分领域。
This award is given to a group of companies covering different sectors every year.
它肯定是技术落地。
It's definitely about practical application of technology.
不是独一无二的突破，
Not a unique breakthrough.
把行业通用的东西包装成独家黑科技。
Pack industry-wide things as exclusive black technology.
再拿一个行业里都在拿的奖来背书，
Get another industry award to back up the claim.
这就是小米的玩法。
This is Xiaomi's way of doing things.
从2014年的304傲视体到2025年的泰坦合金。
From the 30th Olympic Games in 2014 to the 2025 Titan Alloy,
11年，
11 years old.
一家公司始终如一日地把最普通的技术吹成最玄乎的黑科技，米粉。
A company consistently exaggerates the most ordinary technology as the most mysterious black technology, rice noodles.
说，
Saying,
这叫感动人心。
This is heartwarming.
我看这叫精准收割。
I think this is called precision harvesting.
小米
Xiaomi,
就像是一个自制平庸的女子，
like a woman with a strong sense of self,
靠实际滤镜，
through practical filtering,
把自己包装成一个倾国倾城的美女。
Dress yourself up as a stunningly beautiful woman.
时间久了，
Over time,
连自己都快相信了。
he was almost convinced.